producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joseph Watson in the hot seat for Alex Jones. Alex will be back tomorrow. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi in studio in the next segment. But breaking news up on Infowars.com. We mentioned earlier the troops being sent into Liberia and Sierra Leone. U.S. troops would have direct contact with infected Ebola patients. Now we have a top story up on Infowars.com. Pentagon claims Ebola not a huge risk to troops in West Africa. The 4,000 service members being deployed to combat Ebola in West Africa will be, quote, kept safe from the virus, the Defense Department claimed, despite the fact that health officials have failed to contain Ebola, which is now spreading on multiple continents. During a Pentagon news conference today, U.S. Army General David Rodriguez, the commander of U.S. Africa Command, AFRICOM, said the military is using, quote, strict protocols to protect the troops and will implement careful reintegration once they return to the US. So we've had hundreds of health workers over in West Africa become infected, despite the fact that they would be normally expected to take the utmost precautions against the virus, and yet now Obama is sending in thousands of troops who will have direct contact with Ebola patients, and the Pentagon is already on the defensive as to whether those troops will receive adequate protection. So a lot of questions being asked about that. I'm going to go to more of your calls now. Kathy in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm pulling it off speakerphone. It went to me very quickly, and I apologize for the delay. All right. I wanted to just say, if this gentleman in Dallas had had good, big private insurance, I guarantee you he might have had a very different experience. I used to have very big private insurance in Dallas, and I had the name that rocks in Dallas, and I'm not going to give it over the air, but I've walked into Zia Lipschi. Well, one time I called my doctor, and he said, he heard my name, was a doctor on call, and he said, oh, no, we want to keep you out of the Parkland ER. You just walk on in, and he told me how to be seen in the employee exam room, even though I wasn't even an employee anywhere, for to see a doctor in the employee at Zia Lipschi, which is where the uppity whites go, if I may say uppity whites, and I am white. Bottom line, I bet he would have had a very different experience, especially in Dallas. That said, your former guest, I wanted to mention Reverend Pinckney, Tarpley.net, the World Crisis Radio that I heard on August the 30th was amazing, and he's still in this process that he needs a little bit of help, and I just wanted to mention it since I was able to get through today, and it starts at 3627 on August the 30th, and he's pushing back on some very corrupt forces. And I wanted to just give a shout-out so people might could listen to that. And last week's show, he's on there as well.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Ray in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I want to talk about a couple of things. First and foremost, I want to state that they went after Jesse Ventura first. And they discredited him, as you know. And then what happened next is they removed conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura from the entire Internet. I can't get access anywhere on YouTube of the full-length videos. And if you go to True TV apps, they won't allow you to rent them in the United States anymore. They used to charge $1.99. And then at True TV's webpage, you can't access any of the episodes either. And then something happened to Tyrell Ventura. He's no longer on Buzzsaw, and the last time he was on Buzzsaw was April of 2014. So something may be going on with that. All right.
Well, exactly. I mean, we saw Ventura ostracized from the Huffington Post a couple of years ago. He wrote an article about 9/11. He was basically kicked off the Huffington Post. They refused to carry his articles. Also, with the conspiracy theory show, of course, they retroactively removed it from people's TiVos, even though they'd already recorded the episode to their TiVo hard drives. those episodes, I think it was the FEMA camp episode, was remotely deleted. So definite censorship of information there with Jesse Ventura. We'll continue to track it. More of your calls coming up after the break. We've got Anthony Gucciardi in studio to talk about more issues surrounding Ebola. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Infowars.com. Stay right there.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show Live, Tuesday, October 7th edition. We're going to switch back to Ebola now. We've got this report out of The Guardian, which just broke. And its health professionals in Madrid have blamed substandard equipment and a failure to follow protocol for the first case of Ebola to be contracted outside West Africa. So, of course, yesterday we had the Spanish nurse who had treated the Spanish priest infected with Ebola, up to 56 other potential individuals exposed to Ebola. And it seems that just as in the United States, the Spanish hospital there in Madrid was unprepared to receive this patient, as nurses in the United States also claim that they haven't received Ebola training. The hospital in Dallas that took in patient zero last week, they had got the training, but obviously it was pretty useless because they sent him home with antibiotics, even though he told them he had come from West Africa and he was allowed to circulate in the local population, potentially exposing others. But we're joined now in studio by Anthony Gucciardi to talk about some of the response and some of the natural treatments in relation to Ebola. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Paul. And isn't it amazing? It's just a blame game with Ebola. They just say, oh, well, it was someone else's fault. It's not a big deal. Everyone just stay calm. And I want to talk about some of the research that's out there, some dating back to 2009, for natural plant compounds inhibiting some of the growth of Ebola in animal studies and how no one's talked about that and what that really means and specifically which compounds. But first, I want to talk about this paradigm of illogical behavior, this paradigm of nonsensical behavior by society at large, by the mainstream media. And I want to talk about how the media has now turned this whole situation into a debate when there's no debate. It reminds me of the open borders. It reminds me of the video that you guys did with Joe Biggs crossing the border dressed as Osama bin Laden with an ISIS flag with a decapitated human head walking across the border. And there's now this magical debate of should we just let ISIS into the United States? Should we just keep the borders wide open and let that go on? Should the Border Patrol stand down because otherwise it could be racist? It reminds me of this whole debate. Should we let people come in, fly in from Ebola-affected countries who could even be exhibiting signs of Ebola without even pre-screening them? Apparently they see if they have obvious signs, like if they're vomiting. But then the CDC official, I think it was a CDC official, he said something along the lines of, well, we hope that it's not an issue because they'd probably be too sick to travel anyway if they had Ebola. Well, that's highly reassuring, right? So the whole issue here is it's now this phony debate. It's this phony politically correct debate. Should we just let everyone in who may have Ebola? Should we just keep the borders open? When is it going to be too late? When is it going to be that there is a serious Ebola crisis in the United States? When is it going to be that thousands are affected, if it comes to that, if we don't have serious procedures, to where we say, okay, fine, now we can actually do something? And I see this debate time and time again, whether it's with gun control, open borders, Ebola, anything. It's this worthless debate. Do you not find that over and over again?
Exactly. And now, you know that Jesse Jackson is heading down to visit the Ebola family, the family of Patient Zero down there. So there seems to be an effort to racialize this, bizarrely, as if it could even be thought of in that context. Now, Jesse Jackson, we had the article up on InfoWars today, is heading down to that region because the family feel they're being discriminated against. So as this gets linked to the border, obviously with ISIS, many concerns over that with the Joe Biggs stunt, the James O'Keefe stunt. As people link this to the border, rightly, because threats could be pouring in.
Because it can't be about logic, though. It has to be about race, because that's interesting. They put it as if it's like TMZ now. It's not, hey, these people have Ebola on average in Liberia. We should screen them and maybe talk about banning some travel or have some type of protocol. I mean, you were telling me in China when there was a SARS outbreak, what did they do? They went through with a thermometer and checked everyone in hazmat suits?
They got on the plane before we were even allowed to get off the plane. There were teams in hazmat suits that got on, checked every individual passenger with the temperature gauge, and no one was allowed to leave the plane until that procedure being completed. And the complete opposite is the case here. Now we've got,
and China wasn't criticized for being racist.
No,
obviously
no.
They're the paragon of freedom now.
But I mean, you saw the CNN reporter earlier, no questions asked whatsoever. They were allowed straight through. Obama's promise to step up he's going to use the customs and border people at the airports to carry out these temperature checks. Again, are they properly trained to spot these signs?
Well, let's talk about what is actually going on here, because there's a few conclusions I'd like to talk about, and all of them are scary to a degree, but I think the activity by this administration, by the CDC overall, is only fueling the so-called conspiracy culture with reason. I mean, what do you expect people to think? There's a few options. Either the CDC and the officials at large right now are so stupid and lazy that they just aren't doing anything, that they just figure, oh, whatever, it'll be fine. I think that's highly unlikely. The second one is that they're so decadent and absorbed in other things and so corrupt that the system and the bureaucracy is so scattered and locked down and sludged down that they can't actually do anything, which I think is, you know, to a degree possible. But then there's the third option in which they are, for whatever reason, not doing something with intent. So there's wide ranges here within this scope to talk about, and there's from extreme fringe conspiracy people that, you know, obviously it's here to wipe out all of X amount race or something like that, to the more conservative viewpoint that these people are oftentimes corrupt and they've allocated resources to other things, or they simply are incompetent, which, you know, who knows the case. But the reality is there's no good conclusion. There's no conclusion that, oh, well, Ebola's not that bad, so they obviously are highly intelligent, smarter than us, and they're keeping the borders open so ISIS can come in and shake our hands. And there's no real threat, despite the fact they keep raising the terror alert and freaking everyone out while keeping the borders open. Or, oh, Ebola's fine, except for the fact that the CDC director says he wants everyone to be scared, and that is a major crisis, and top scientists are saying it could be a pandemic. So what is it? You know, that's the whole thing. We've reached these conclusions time and time again, and they're all bad. There's no good answer. The mainstream media acts like it's a debate. Should we be concerned? Should we close off travel? There is no debate. The answer is obvious.
I mean, I could entertain the fact that the initial case, the patient zero, was a case of incompetence that they sent him home, even though they had the training.
Of course.
Even if we entertain that. I mean, is it incompetent, though, to send his stepdaughter, the nursing assistant, back to work after she was exposed to the virus 7 days after coming into contact with it? The CDC told her she can go back to work in a hospital. I mean, that goes beyond incompetence.
But why are we surprised there was a patient zero to begin with? If tens of thousands of people are getting Ebola and we don't have any bans on travel and no real pre-screening, and then they also, by the way, oh, they'll tell you there's pre-screening. We see if people are vomiting, and if they're showing obvious signs of Ebola, we'll do something about it. But then the next day they criticize and say, well, Africa has no real healthcare systems. That's why Ebola is so bad, because they can't pre-screen properly. Here it won't happen because we can pre-screen and we can isolate. And then they rely on the next day. They're pre-screening. Don't worry, guys. They're pre-screening travel. So it's a total facade. And then we wonder why there's a patient with Ebola in the United States. There's going to be more. There's no question. They're going to fly over here because it's an incubation period of, what, 21 days. They're going to fly over here, and there's going to be multiple Ebola cases unless they shut something down. But that's probably not going to happen until more outrage happens. That's why the media, it's so funny. It's a debate. There's no debate. But we should not be surprised when there's patient 500. We should not be surprised because they're not doing anything about it.
I mean, again, it goes back. We're told that people can only infect other people if they have the symptoms, if they're showing symptoms. Yeah, we have an article that was published in The Lancet from 14 years ago, which said that people even without Ebola symptoms who have contracted the virus can infect others. So everything that we're being told by the CDC now is being disproven by studies that occurred as much as 14 years ago.
And they don't even really know.
They don't even care. But they care enough to remove information from official websites like the Public Health Agency of Canada, who said it was probably airborne. It was strongly suspected it had gone airborne. They removed the information. So it's about controlling information, not controlling the disease, and that's a big threat.
I've read the interviews with top medical experts where they say the sweat on your hand is enough to transfer it. And just going on, holding onto a railing or something, that sweat can sit there for a long period of time, and the virus can stay alive for very long periods of time, depending on the weather, depending on numerous things. So it is a real issue. There's no question. You know, it's not like it's something like the flu, which could spread much more quickly, but it's much less deadly. But that's the whole issue, is that Ebola is more deadly. But many of us know this. But I think the question really is, should we be surprised about this, the lack of outrage against the CDC, when we're in a society where many people worship celebrities who could not pass an elementary school spelling bee? I mean, is that the issue? Is it just that people don't care enough? Is that really what it is? They don't know the actual science. They don't know what's going on. And I also want to talk about the fact that no one's warning people. I mean, we can talk about it when we come back a little. We'll get into a little bit right now. No one's warning people about how they can prepare themselves. No one's talking about the research as far back as 2009 on plant compounds inhibiting the growth of Ebola. And I'm not saying that these plant compounds are the answer, they're going to save your life. No, I'm saying we're spending all this money waiting for Bill Gates to give us some magical vaccine when they're not really even looking into what that's going to do. And sure, they're going to go test it on African kids, and most of them are going to die, if not all of them. We're not worried about how to protect ourselves. We're saying, please, Bill Gates, go and develop us a vaccine to test on African babies while we sit here cowering in fear while the CDC does nothing, doesn't even issue travel bans. We're not looking and saying, hey, there is a plant compound called genistein, right? And not only does it have 150 health benefits on record from PubMed studies across 50 MAP physiological pathways. This is from Green Men Info. But they found through the Archives of Virology from the UT Medical Branch right around here, down the corner, that the plant compound, when compiled with this drug, it actually had, through treating animals, the inhibitor. It led to a significant increase in survival and other signs of this disease. So it was inhibiting it to a degree, and it's not completely conquering it, but these plant compounds are doing amazing things against the Ebola virus. But no one's funding that. No one's talking about that. No one's talking about iodine. No one's talking about any of this. They're just letting you sit there and saying, we'll help you, but we're actually not going to do anything.
We'll be back after the break.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've got it.
All right, you are a ghost. All right, you are a ghost.
I'll see the earth.
studio. We're talking about Ebola. We're talking about the public relations campaign behind the situation, which is kind of gaining more traction, more attention than the disease itself now. And I mean, the question we're going to ask is, when are people going to draw a line in the sand? When are they going to bang on the doors of the CDC? When are they going to freak out about this? I mean, Anthony, in a moment, is going to talk about what he saw during Hurricane Sandy, where, of course, you know, a huge amount of the population there in New York was basically crippled. They were cut off from all their electronic devices. They couldn't charge their iPhones, God forbid. And people were dumpster diving. People were freaking out as a result of that situation. What would it take for this Ebola crisis to generate that same level of hysteria, Anthony?
Well, you know, I was in the heart of Hurricane Sandy, and honestly, it was a large hurricane, but it was not that bad. And I was in Philadelphia at the time. I had actually planned a trip to New York, and I went to New York afterwards when there was taxis being pushed down the road due to the floods, and there was, like, rats in the street. It was a pretty disgusting scenario, but it was by no means apocalyptic. In Philadelphia, where it wasn't even that bad, there were people at the door of a CVS, which is a drugstore, banging on the door. There were signs on the door saying, sorry, we're closed, you know, due to Hurricane Sandy, we're out of water and stuff like that. There were people freaking out. They were just totally freaking out in a weird state of frenzy. And I have taken some pictures and everything. There was no water in some of the shelves. Imagine what will happen when people – there's already hysteria. I've been to Dallas since this has happened. There's already people freaking out about it, saying, oh, my God, I think my uncle has Ebola. He has a fever, you know, freaking out. Imagine when, if the CDC continues to be whatever they are, impotent, then another patient pops up in California. Another patient pops up in Florida. Five patients pop up in New York. Four patients pop up in Texas again. Over and over again, people are going to go into a frenzy. And whether or not it's warranted, it doesn't matter. They're going to do it. They're going to start stockpiling. They're going to start freaking out. And unfortunately, they're not even going to know how to really prepare themselves, because the CDC isn't telling them about genistein. They're not telling them about iodine. They're not telling them about storable foods. They're not telling them about water filtration devices, which is the biggest way to protect yourselves. They're not talking about any of that. They're telling them nothing. So they're going to go to the grocery store. They're going to freak out. They're going to go to their doctor and ask for antibiotics, which is further going to create antibiotic-resistant bacterias, which, by the way, can be conquered. Research shows with garlic, which is the biggest new thing on the horizon. Garlic is going to be the answer once antibiotics are completely worthless and garlic extracts. But anyway, the problem comes when the CDC continues to do nothing and people freak out, and they're going to be forced to do something, and it's not going to be good. That's where you talk into isolation. That's where you talk into sending troops on the street, because not even because it's full martial law, just because people are going to literally demand that, because nothing has been done. And when 50 people have Ebola in the United States, they're going to freak out if it comes to that.
Although, I mean, in Africa, we've seen quite a lackadaisical response from the population there. Obviously, it's ravaged several countries in Africa.
Well, they think that the United States is coming in just to harvest their organs, and that Ebola isn't real, and that if they don't, like, worship their witch doctors or whatever, then they're going to get Ebola. I mean, it's a totally crazy system over there. Here, it's almost like we're almost as uneducated on the subject as well, though, thinking that basically, if the god of CDC doesn't do something, we're all going to die, which in many ways, if the CDC doesn't do something, it's an issue. But we're almost as uneducated in many ways.
I mean, if they do go ahead with these mass quarantines, once they've obviously botched the reaction, the initial containment of the virus, which it now appears they're doing everything in their power to achieve, you know, how many million gun owners in America are going to, how are they going to respond to people coming door to door to try and quarantine their families?
It's going to be a serious issue, because also you have to understand, not everyone's locked into the news. Not everyone even knows what's going on. There's people in East Texas, when you knock on their door, they're just going to start shooting. I mean, that's the whole issue. That's why it's so important to understand why they're not doing anything right now. And you were talking about, we should put a poll up and we should take calls. I'm not going to be in the next segment. You're going to be on with David Knight. We should take calls. We should put a poll up on Infowars.com. Put it up shortly after this, asking, what is the motivation? Are they just lazy, stupid, impotent? Are they doing this on purpose? Do they really think this Ebola issue is a non-threat? What do they think? And I'd be interested to see what the informed public has to say, because I'm pretty sure they're not just lazy. And I'm not also saying at the same time it is a crazy fringe conspiracy. What it is, I think, is corruption. And it is definitely by choice that they're doing this.
Okay, we're going to try and get that poll up on Infowars.com. Is this merely incompetence? Is it some kind of facet to bring Obama to bear as the kingmaker right before the midterm elections? Is he going to be invested with even more power? We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to talk to David Knight in studio. We're going to play some clips, some police state news coming up also. Keep it locked in. Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
From the center of nowhere, atop the shoulders of giants, above the creeping fog of disinformation that clouds the American Union, this is Will-O-The-Wisp, and this is the last light radio, your last beacon of truth and defiance. I've always started my shows by saying that all ships lost in the night search for the lighthouse on the rock of the enlightenment. But good truth seekers out there, the battery is fading and the light is dying. I see that freedom has failed us, and with no light, the night's going to be a long one. Woody Guthrie said, this land is your land, this land is my land. Great words, but this land is their land now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chaos is hanging around.
Back live on the Alex Jones Show, David Knight in studio coming up. What you heard there was Stephen King on Shooter Jennings' album Black Ribbons. Of course, Shooter Jennings has been a previous guest. He played a DJ whose radio station was being shut down by the government as martial law was being declared. The reason we play that is that Stephen King went on HuffPost Live, I believe, yesterday, gave some very interesting comments, and we're going to roll that clip now. Go ahead.
It's tiring to look at the, and to say the world looks more and more like George Orwell's vision in 1984, where war is a constant thing. We went in to the Mideast, in my view, in the wrong direction with George Bush's adventures in Iraq, when the real problem and the basis for the bringing down the towers was in Afghanistan. But it's been since that happened, that region has become destabilized. I don't hold any brief for Saddam Hussein. I think that he was a terrible man, but there was a stability and checks and balances at that time that doesn't exist anymore. There's a kind of anarchy, and it's a little bit like a bump under the rug. We dealt as well as we could with Al-Qaeda for years, and now we've got ISIL, and you know, pretty soon it will be somebody else. And it's impossible for us to put boots on the ground everywhere that we go. We can't police the entire world. So it's just a little bit depressing.
There's Stephen King on HuffPost Live talking about permanent war for permanent peace. And, of course, the characteristic of a banana republic is expansion abroad, empirical expansion abroad. While the police state grows at home, they see Stephen King fears the world is starting to look like Orwell's 1984. We also got another clip which ties into this regarding the police state. Cash is now criminal. Possession of cash is being treated as a criminal offence in and of itself by some police departments. Here's a clip from John Oliver.
Trust in the police is one of the most vital elements in a civilized society. But for many Americans, that trust has been undermined by a procedure called civil forfeiture. Now, I know it sounds like a Gwyneth Paltrow euphemism for divorce, but incredibly, it's actually even worse than that.
Civil asset forfeiture is really a mechanism by which the state and federal government can seize people's property without having to convict them of a crime. Most people can't afford to hire a lawyer to challenge it. It's really legalized robbery by law enforcement.
And think about it, that is a tough crime to report to the police. Give me a description of what the guy looked like. Well, to be honest, he looked a lot like the guy currently asking me what the guy looked like. And if you think this sounds bad, just wait until you see how it looks. Because the Washington Post recently published a major investigation featuring stories like that of this man, who was driving from Michigan to San Francisco with $2,400 in cash that his dad had lent him to start a new job when he was pulled over in Nevada.
I gave him my license and registration, and then as he was looking at that information, he asked me how much money I was traveling with.
Lee told him about the money his dad gave him, which he kept in the trunk.
He told me to turn on my air vents on high and roll up my windows and get out of the car because he was going to run a canine around it.
Dove didn't find drugs, but he did find the $2,400.
He said, no, I'm going to keep the money because I've concluded through my investigation here that you are traveling from Michigan to California to purchase drugs.
Wow. I mean, there is so much wrong there, including the fact that any policeman who genuinely believes you need to travel from Michigan to California to purchase drugs needs to be introduced to the concept of the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Okay. That's the clip there. And it's basically, you know, your property is guilty until proven innocent, David Knight. This is about the criminalization of merely possessing cash.
Well, I'm glad to say that mainstream media is starting to talk about this. I remember back in the 90s when I was involved with the Libertarian Party, we were screaming at the top of our lungs about civil asset forfeiture and the way that it was destroying the fabric of our society, law enforcement, the courts, everything. They can go in and charge an inanimate object with a crime, and they've done it over and over again. And this is really old news back in the 90s, early 90s, before the internet. They would go in and you would see court cases where it was U.S. government versus Learjet, serial number, blah, blah, blah. They confiscate. Why did they confiscate that Learjet? Because a guy who offered essentially a contract taxi service, if you will, had flown a couple of individuals out of the country into Canada and then back. They subsequently found that those individuals were involved in a drug deal. They arrested them. They charged them. They never charged the guy who owned the plane. They never asserted that he had any culpability in any of this, any knowledge of what was going on, yet they still would confiscate his plane. I could tell you stories for a half hour about what was going on with this. I'm glad they're finally paying attention to it. But look at the situation with LIBOR, for example. We've got a London banker, a senior banker for a London bank, pleading guilty to fixing the LIBOR rate. He is facing up to 10 years in jail. Now, he hasn't been sentenced yet. In other words, that's the maximum he's going to get. People who are found guilty of possessing a small amount of marijuana, thanks to the Reagan administration's mandatory minimums, can get more than 10 years just for that. But this is a guy, and these are banks, where they say, according to this RT article, they fraudulently boosted their profits. They say a senior banker has pled guilty to a conspiracy to defraud and manipulate the LIBOR. And they're saying that he colluded, his bank and other banks colluded together. This is a conspiracy. This is a real conspiracy, folks. It really happens. They're charging them with the crime of conspiracy. They colluded with other banks to manipulate the overall rate. And these other banks are banks like the Royal Bank of Scotland, the Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, and J.P. Morgan and Citigroup. And, of course, we've seen other organizations like HSBC and Bank of America, when they were involved in money laundering for drug dealers, nobody went to jail. They got a fine that was a slap on the wrist compared to the amount of money that they had made. So we see this difference in the way people are treated. It's absolutely outrageous. It destroys everything that our legal system is based on, that they could confiscate your property by the legal fiction that your property committed a crime, even though you, while you were operating your plane or had your cash, did not commit a crime. It's absolutely outrageous.
And going back to one of those cases, I've got the quote of an officer who, this was his justification for confiscating a driver's cash. Quote, common people do not carry this much U.S. currency. So in the case there, it was $2,400, which in today's world with the inflation is not a great deal of money, especially if you're going on a long trip. I mean, I've been interrogated before for taking over 2,000 euros through an airport. So it really is insane how they're treating just the carrying of cash. And I guess,
and let's understand, too, that cash is probably not going to make it back to the police department. It's going to go in the pocket of that corrupt cop, most likely. That's another issue, is that it corrupts law enforcement. It doesn't just destroy our due process. It corrupts law enforcement. And that's what happens when we try to solve a problem that is essentially a medical problem, a psychological problem, a spiritual problem. We try to solve it with this hammer called force. You know, that's the using the government against it. It failed with alcohol prohibition, but at least they had the decency and the respect for the law to enact a constitutional amendment. They didn't even bother with that for everything that they're doing in the war on drugs. They don't even have the authority. They didn't give themselves the authority under the Constitution to do it. They're just using raw, intimidating force.
And I mean, it becomes endemic to a point where, you know, if the cops see other people doing this, they see them stealing the cash, pocketing it in some cases, just like the TSA, where they would steal your iPad, steal numerous other valuable items. It becomes kind of expected, kind of embraced and accepted by the other employees that this is just how, this is just the way it's done. So, you know, it feeds off itself in a way, David.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. And I hope that people are finally, as I said, it's good to see the mainstream media picking it up, comedians joking about it, even though it is kind of a black humor. Hopefully we will do something about it, as we talked about earlier or last week when you and I were here in the studio. The incarceration rate that America has is just outrageous compared to every other country. We put a much larger percentage of our population in jail than even repressive communist regimes have done in the past.
What's interesting about the fact that it is, you know, in a comedy piece, is the fact that those comedy shows, particularly Comedy Central, they're only beaten now by Fox News in terms of viewers. All the top evening Fox News shows get the most viewers, obviously, but now the likes of Comedy Central, The Daily Show, are beating CNN, beating MSNBC, because at least they give you a little bit of truth in with all the satire, whereas you're not going to get that with the big networks, obviously. But moving on, David, you wanted to mention this American journalist who caught Ebola.
Yeah, we're seeing, and again, this goes back to the, we talked about earlier, the difference between the way it's treated politically and the way that it's treated medically. And, of course, the political aspect has a political correctness aspect to it. We have this story on InfoWars.com. Neighbors of Ebola patients say that they feel discriminated against. Well, the reality is that if you look back at the apartment complex where this lady that Mr. Duncan caught it from lived, 9 people are dead there. Both of her parents have Ebola. Her brother has already died of Ebola. Mr. Duncan has it. So basically, that apartment complex has essentially become a death sentence for everybody over there. And this is what they said. They said, we've been through this over and over again. We tell people, no matter how much you love the person, it is the health authority's responsibility to pick up the sick people. That's the message that we're not getting from the CDC, from Judge Jenkins. They're giving people just the opposite message. They're cavalierly coming into these areas and just talking about how there's zero risk. And of course, risk is not a binary thing. It isn't like there's 100% chance you're going to get it or a 0% chance you're going to get it. It's an analog function. There's a varying scale of risk. As we all know, we've all been in situations where someone has been sick with a cold or a virus, and some people that were in close proximity to them would get it, others wouldn't. But why would we take that chance with it? And of course, this story comes out from ABC News about a U.S. journalist who's just being brought back for treatment to the United States, said that he got Ebola while cleaning an infected car. So what does that tell us about this sloppy cleanup work where these guys were pressure washing with no protective equipment, turning whatever was on the sidewalk into aerosol days afterwards? But they just left it there for days. By that time, perhaps the virus was dead, being exposed to the light, being exposed and left there from at least Sunday until Thursday afternoon when they did it. That was there for a full, 4 days? So it may have been dead by that point. Hopefully it was. But during that time, when he threw up on Sunday to the time that it died, however long that was, people who walked by there were exposed to that.
I'm going to go to a quick call now. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. You guys are on the perfect topic. This is what I was calling to try to get at here. We're going to know very soon, within 20 days here or so, if these practices that they're not doing okay and being very sloppy with really are, the true Ebola virus, because people are just going to start getting it everywhere with the way they've handled it. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, number one. They don't seem to be very concerned about it, okay? So, I mean, in a month from now, if we don't have cases breaking out everywhere, it's a given it was a false flag. I mean, because nobody in their right mind would do these things under any normal situation.
The CDC, again, people are contradicting it on every level. I mean, I've got this article here, U.S. nurses say they are unprepared to handle Ebola patients. These are the nurses working in the actual hospitals where any potential Ebola victims will be taken. And again, the hospital that took in patient zero, Duncan, last week, they had all received Ebola training before he arrived, and yet they sent him home anyway. Now we have hundreds of nurses last week, I believe, protesting against the fact that they had not received proper Ebola training. We also have this article out of Reuters today. There you see, up on Infowars.com, the shocking truth, the U.S. medical system is woefully unprepared for Ebola. So, David, I mean, the problem is, if this does become more widespread, we're not going to be ready to handle it, clearly.
That's absolutely true, Paul. And, just as you were talking to Robert David Steele, he made the comment that the CDC was not being honest with medical care workers. He said, and I didn't get the numbers that he had, but basically what it boiled down to was that the particulate size of the Ebola virus is smaller than the filters that they're recommending for the healthcare workers. That kind of echoes what we're hearing out of Spain, where we now have 4 people, including one nurse, hospitalized. They're looking at them for Ebola. It has definitely been confirmed on one of the healthcare workers. And, of course, we've had over 300 healthcare workers die in West Africa treating people. They're very upset. The union there is saying that they are accusing the government of providing hospital staff with inadequate protective clothing. And according to The Guardian, they say staff at the hospital said waste from the rooms of both patients had been carried out in the same elevator used by all personnel. The hospital is also reportedly not evacuated when the second patient came in to receive treatment. So they're coming under a lot of pressure to explain their approach to this, and there's going to be a lot of people very angry if this expands here in the United States. And, of course, we've had a top doctor say on Fox News that he would not be surprised if the U.S. has another Ebola case. So once this happens, people are going to start asking some really hard questions of these healthcare officials who are offering, casually dismissing the risks involved in this.
Now we have reports 50 to 75% chance of Ebola hitting the UK. I mean, the question is, we've had months to prepare for this, and it seems that people have been caught on the back foot in Spain, in the United States, and potentially other countries going forward. Mike's gone. We've got Evan in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead, Evan.
Yes, how are you guys doing today?
Good, Evan. What's your point?
Okay. The CDC, is there a private organization just like the Federal Reserve?
The CDC.
That's a question. The CDC is just like the Federal Reserve. It's a private organization. Why does the CDC own 70 patents of Ebola? That means 70 variations, along with the World Health, or not the World Health Organization, the National Health Organization has the patent to make a, with Bill Gates, a vaccine, just like Monsanto.
This is a question that came up, David, weeks ago now, because the FDA blocked several Ebola treatments before this outbreak even began, and then we've got reports that the CDC has all these patents on different strains of Ebola. So is the profit motive there in creating the panic, then creating the vaccine with these patents? We'll get your answer after the break. Going to go to more of your calls. We've got James in Florida, Sue in Tennessee coming up, and Casey in Oklahoma. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Of course, we've got new Ebola cases in Europe. The CDC continues to completely drop the ball. We're going to cover that and more in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show live with me, Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday edition. Alex will be back in the hot seat tomorrow. But now the CFR, a senior fellow at the CFR, has found the cure for Ebola, and it's Obamacare. David Knight.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing. And this kind of goes along with the press conference that Kit Daniels wrote the story about. They had a press conference today saying, don't worry, we're going to send these soldiers who really, I have a question as to what their mission is. Military men have a question as to what their mission is, into harm's way, in direct contact with Ebola. But don't worry, because they're going to have careful reintegration once they return to the U.S., presumably the same way that they're reintegrating this nurse that they told she could go back to work as a healthcare worker after 7 days after she was exposed to this Ebola patient. But we see that this is a full offensive. There's an article in Stars and Stripes, and this was from Laurie Garrett. She is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and the headlines says, Obamacare may hold the key to saving the U.S. from Ebola. Now, don't worry, soldiers, if you go to Africa and you get Ebola, Obamacare and the VA have your back. That's essentially the bottom line here. She pushes back against the what she calls false claims that the virus has spread through the air between monkeys housed in a military facility in the 90s. We talked about that earlier. We had quotes from the scientists who were actually there, but she apparently believes otherwise. And then she talks about how in Hong Kong, when they forced quarantine, they still got it. The question is not whether it was 100% effective, but whether it lowered the spread of the disease. But this is the key takeaway article. This is how she finishes it. She says, America's special vulnerability to Ebola is its limitations on access to health care. So in times of contagion, societal risk rises of every uninsured or underinsured individual who struggles to work or go off to school with a fever, avoiding bankrupting visits to health providers. One doesn't have to have a political position up or down on Obamacare to recognize that it can solve this problem. So we have infinite resources where we can take care of everyone in America and everyone in the world. If they just come here, Obamacare will save them.
But that, I mean, they couldn't even take care of one Ebola patient. They sent him home. They were trained for Ebola, yet it completely failed them. And again, nurses everywhere protesting that these hospitals are not prepared for admitting people potentially exposed to Ebola. So God knows how Obamacare is going to help a situation where, what is it, 40% of the people who've got this virus have died. Sue in Tennessee, quick, final caller. You're on the air. Go ahead.
My call. Reason I'm calling today is I've not heard any questions or anything brought up. One of your callers just called in, and he never got an answer. Looking at the article, the government of the U.S., as represented by the Department of Health and Human Service, Center of Disease Control, the patent says the invention provides the isolated human Ebola viruses denoted as Ebobun, deposited with the Center of Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, in 2007. There's a patent online, and everybody's ignoring it. I've sent it to every news station, and I've not even heard InfoWars mention it.
What they will tell you is that their patent is on the handling of it and the growing of it and that sort of thing, but I'm very troubled by the fact that we have the CDC, an organization like the Federal Reserve, in so much control of what's happening here. And I'm not very happy with the misinformation that has been coming out of there and the examples that they've been giving to people. I firmly believe that they're going to allow this to grow. They're looking at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Burroughs Wellcome are working on changing ZMAP so they can, it's going to take them longer to do it, but they're going to mass produce it in a different way after, I think, it has started to spread amongst our soldiers and in the United States.
That's going to wrap it up for today's edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back in the hot seat tomorrow. Keep up to date with the latest news at InfoWars.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.